The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 28th. Today's word is tristful, spelled T-R-I-S-T-F-U-L. Tristful is an adjective that means sad or melancholy. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Piazza Tales by Herman Melville. Oberlus was at least an accomplished writer, and no mere boor, and what is more, was capable of the most tristful eloquence. The Middle English word trist, T-R-I-S-T, from which tristful is derived, means sad. Today we spell this word triste, T-R-I-S-T-E, echoing the spelling of its French ancestor, a descendant of the Latin word tristis, whereas tristful has continued to be spelled without the E. Is there a connection between the word triste, meaning sad, and tryst, T-R-Y-S-T, meaning a secret rendezvous of lovers? No. Tryst with a Y also traces back to a Middle English word trist, T-R-I-S-T, but it's a different word, a noun that is a synonym of the word trust. This other word trist eventually fell into disuse, but before doing so, it may have given rise to a word for a station used by hunters, which in turn led to the word tryst, T-R-Y-S-T.
With your Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.